For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes run by certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Visit any of North Star Bank's Ag Lending Specialists to get your spring planting needs in line. Set up your appointment today. Let's start a program that works for you.
With North Star Bank's streamlined ag lending process and expert staff, you can get a jump on planting season. North Star Bank's ag lending specialists will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half. The Patriots and their home court lead the Bad Axe Hatchets 31-21. Leading all scorers would be the Bad Axe Hatchets, Cody Tulaski with 11 points, Noah Curvin with 6, and then 2 points each for Aaron Soles and Jensen Emmerich. It was 15-10 USA at the end of the first quarter, leading by 5. They outscored Bad Axe 16-11 in that second quarter for that 10-point lead at the half. Nash Morton and Landon Zimmer each with 8 points to lead the Patriots. 7 points for Walker Foley and 2 points for Bryce Langmaid and Connor Kettle.
Shooting. USA, they have been finding a little bit not to their liking as far as the 3-point shot. Usually they're averaging like 36%. Tonight they were 1 for 13 in the first half, 7%. But they made more than made up for it on the inside, 10 for 18, 55%. And there's a reason for that. I'll get to that in a minute. Total for the Patriots, 11 for 31, 35%. For the Hatchets, they're basically shooting like they normally do, okay? And believe me, this is pretty doggone good. 3 for 11 on the inside, 4 for 13 on the outside, 27%, 30% respectively. But understand that they are actually swatting a bunch of mosquitoes out there trying to score as well. And so it's not exactly going for them, but they're doing about as best as you can under the circumstances. Grand totals for the Hatchets, 7 for 24, 29%. Let's see how the second half goes.
Of course, USA tied for first with the Reese Rockets in the Greater Thumb West. With a win tonight, they would clinch at least a share. Reese also playing tonight, home against Cass City. At the half, Reese leads Cass City 40-22, so they're up by 18 points over the Redhawks already. If both teams win tonight, they will split the title for the Greater Thumb West. Of course, this would be the fourth straight year for a victory and a championship for the USA Patriots. 8 minutes are on the board, and we're ready to start the second half with the USA Patriots leading 31-21 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. 7 turnovers for the Hatchets, 4 for the USA Patriots, and Nash Mornwell gets the inbound in their own backcourt. Moving left to right across the radio in their home white uniforms against Jensen Emmerich. Now the right wing, right corner to Connor Gettle. Slows things up to the left wing. Connor Ray Cade Ryerson takes the 3. This one is good. Cade Ryerson with 7 points now. Extends the lead out to 13. That's the largest of the night for them. 34-21. In the third quarter here. 7.5 to play. Jensen Emmerich at the right elbow takes the jump shot. This one's no good. Cody Tlaski gets his rebound. Puts this one up. Can't get that to fall. Rebound brought in by Connor Gettle. And the Patriots. Cade Ryerson goes down the lane. Kicks it back out to Nash Morton. Top of the key. Now goes down the left side of the lane. Jump stop to the left block. Blocked by Jensen Emmerich. Here we're going the other way. To Cody Tlaski. Left wing. Back up to Clancy for 3. Top of the key. This one's off the mark. Wide right. Rebound brought in by Landon Zimmer for the Patriots. Leading by 13 points. Nash Morton down the right side of the lane. Can't get to fall. Cody Tlaski was camped out there. Rebound brought in by Jack Clancy. We're going the other way.
Kick Clancy just got stripped, but it's going to be out of bounds going to the Bad Axe Hatchets.
So they'll keep this one underneath their own hoop. Left side of her radio trailing by 13 points. 34-21.
Connor Gettle's the only one with 3 fouls on the floor right now.
For 3, right wing. This one's no good from Curvin, but there's Jack Clancy to clean up the boards. The offensive rebound and counts for 2 points. Jack Clancy's first points of the night. 34-23 now. At the right wing, Landon Zimmer pops the 3. It is up. It is no good. Has not made one yet tonight. And rebound brought in by Cody Tlaski and the Hatchets. Excuse me, he has made 1 3. I take that back. He has 8 points, 1 3, 1 field goal, and 3 free throws. Over the right wing, Cody Tlaski at the right wing kicks it back into the corner to Curvin. Now Soles has it. Soles dribbling around the perimeter. 6 minutes left in the third, 34-23, USA by 11 points. Soles to Clancy, pops the 3 right wing, and is good. Jack Clancy with 5 straight points. Bad Axe now has 26, 34 for USA, an 8-point game. Nash Morton down the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back into the corner.
Walker Foley.
At the right elbow. Back to Ryerson. Goes down the baseline. Back out to Nash Morton. Left wing. At the elbow. Takes the jump shot. This one's no good, but he is fouled by Jensen Emmerich on the push. And Nash Morton go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
That is Emmerich's 3rd foul.
The Bad Axe faithful who traveled tonight's game don't like it. 5:36 left in the third, 34-26. Nash Morton trying to make this a 10-point game with 2 made free throws.
I don't think they like the delayed call.
Regardless, it was called, and the front missed that one off the front of the iron. Bad Axe rejoices.
This gym is alive.
Nash Morton taking his time now. He is 4 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. He has 8 points. Second free throw, this one is good. And it's now a 9-point game, 35-26. 5.5 left in the third. USA showing some pressure here from the 3-quarter trap. Over to the right wing, Curvin to Tlaski, wide open left block, in for 2 points, breaks the press and makes it count. Tlaski with 13 points, back to a 7-point game, 28-35.
That's the first time that the Hatchets really kept their heads up and really surveyed the situation, found the open man, and it was really a nice, easy bucket for the Hatchets.
Nash Morton at the right block, back out to Connor Gettle. He dives down the lane, back to Kate Ryerson. He dives inside the lane to Connor Gettle in the corner for the short corner jump shot, and this one is smooth as his hair is long. Connor Gettle with 4 points, 37-28. 4:52 left, and we have a tip ball, and it'll be Bad Axe ball. USA showing a full-court press now. Nice-looking jump shot from Connor Gettle.
Oh, really? It was. As much as I could see of it.
All I could see was the hair fluffing up. Bad Axe inbounds to Jack Clancy. Breaks the press. Cody Tlaski right wing. Slows things down, and there is Walker Foley to steal it away out of nowhere. Walker Foley in transition puts it up, and it counts for 2. He has 9, 39, 28 now. 4-0 run for